Hey everyone, and welcome back to another segment of Business Tea with Tay. It's been a little minute, but it's okay. We're still here like we never left. And today, what are we talking about? We're talking about why it's okay to leave people behind. We're now in 2023. We're damn near at the end of 2023, and a lot has happened within the last couple years. And sometimes we feel like it's necessary to hold on to time. It's necessary to be loyal to the time that we've invested into relationships or the time we've invested into friendships. But where we're going and where we're growing, it doesn't require every single person that we've met. Some people are in our lives for a season, some people are in our lives for a reason, and some people are in our lives to stay. And it's up to you to decipher the difference between those people. If you feel like anybody is leeching on to you, if you feel like nobody is having your best interests at heart, or if the people that you're talking to always want to talk about them or complain about what's going on, and they're not really on the mindset that you're on, they're not really on that level up grind that you're on, then it's okay to remove yourself. First, you don't have to make a huge announcement of, I'm not your friend anymore, and da 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 da. When you're in life and your life is leading you on different paths, you're naturally going to separate. But when you try to force those two separate ends of those magnets together that naturally repel, is when your life starts to become chaotic. Is when your life starts to turn into turmoil because you're adding things into your life that aren't on your path. You're holding on to things that are holding you back. So your future is trying to pull you forward and yank you through that door, but you still got your foot back. You're still stuck inside that relationship. You're still stuck inside that mindset. You're still stuck with having history with that person, or yeah, they might have done me wrong 20 times, but they won't do me wrong 21 times. We have to let it go sometimes, especially when people are showing us the true them, especially when people are showing us the them that doesn't align with who we want to be, or who we currently are, or who we're aspiring to be. And that's okay. You have to be okay with it being okay. You have to be okay with knowing that this relationship, this purpose, this person has done its duty, has ran its course. The job is done. When it's at 100%, you can't go any further than that. So just remember, it's okay to leave people behind. It's okay to grow out of relationships. This could have been your best friend of 13 years, but they're okay with where they are, and where you want to go, they don't want to go. And you can't drag somebody or try to force somebody to be who you want them to be. You have to be okay, and you have to be comfortable with people being exactly who they are. I know we have aspirations and goals for our friends and our loved ones because we want to see them shine and we want to see them grow. But sometimes that's not their vision. My goal is to sit at table with all six-figure earners. But I have to also be realistic with some of the people that are in my life, or some of the people that I try to keep in my life. Are they going to be able to sit at that table with me? And if not, am I still going to have a table for them to sit at in general? Sometimes they're not at the main table. Sometimes they're at the side table. Sometimes it's like, okay, you know, this is my friend that I used to do hood rat shit with. This is my friend that I used to get into big trouble with. But now I'm a grown up. I'm an adult. Jail and prison are places. We can't do the things that we were doing when we were 16, 17. But that person's still inside that mindset. And you love them dearly. So you know when you're looking for a turn up who to call. But when you're trying to get business advice, or when you're trying to pitch a new idea, or if you need somebody to just sit down and listen and hear you out, you're not going to call that rah-rah friend. It's okay to still have that rah-rah friend. But when that rah-rah friend starts to conflict with what you're trying to do as far as growth, and is starting to bring negativity into your life, aka, oh, you can't do that, girl, or I don't see you going that far, that's when you start to snip and cut ties. There's different reasons, there's different purposes to not bring everybody along with you to your future. But it's always up to you to make it happen. And you also have to sit back and realize and think, is this happening right now? Like, is this what's going on? You know, we haven't talked in weeks, we haven't talked in months, but I don't feel like anything is missing from my life. Don't go and reach out. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you guys have to grow separately to be able to come together, if that makes sense to anybody out there listening. Sometimes you have to go through your own shit by yourselves in order to come together to be a strong unit. So don't force that either. Anybody who's meant to be in our lives will stay in our lives. Don't force a relationship. Don't force a friendship. Focus on you. Focus on how to elevate and grow you. Focus on what makes you happy. Focus on your inner peace and how to protect your inner peace. And level up. And everybody that's supposed to level up with you is going to be on each level. So you don't have to worry about it. This is just a reminder that it's okay to leave people behind. It's okay to outgrow situations. It's okay to take a break. But what it's not okay to do is jeopardize your mental health, to jeopardize your mindset, to jeopardize your future that you're working so hard for every single day. If you know that this relationship, friendship, encounter is not going to be beneficial to you at the end of the day, then don't put yourself in it. Don't make yourself uncomfortable to make somebody else comfortable. I know somebody just heard me. I'm going to say it again. Don't make yourself uncomfortable to make somebody else comfortable. Because at the end of the day, you are inside your head. You're the one who's going to replay the situation over and over and over again. Or I should have said this, or I should have said that, or I should have acted this way, or I should have acted that way. No. We're sitting thinking about different business ideas, how to increase our customer service, how to increase our visibility. That's what we're doing. That's what we're thinking about. We're thinking about positive things. We're thinking about growth. We're thinking about wealth. We're thinking about longevity, generational success. We don't have time to dwell on the negative. We don't have time to pick people up and drag them along with us. And we damn sure don't have the time to try to sit down and figure out other people's problems for them. So take that with you where you may. Remember, what applies, let it apply, and what doesn't, let it die. And let's get out there and let's grow. Because we've been working so hard to get to where we are today. Where we are today, we dreamed about. So let's keep working on those visions. Let's keep working on those goals. Let's keep on working on our success. And it's the Business Genie. Thanks for tuning in.